Bryce Harper and the Nationals brought their bats to the ballpark on Thursday. We picked things up in the third inning. Already 2-0, Brian Goodwin facing Michael Blazek.
Goodwin hits it in the air, deep into right, backing up Santana, running out of room. Goodwin leaves the yard. Brian Goodwin, it's the second two-run homer of the game for the Nationals, and it's 4-0 Washington. Wide open with that stance, chokes up on the bat, and the pitch to him. Swung on, that's hit well, deep into right center field. Santana's looking up, and the Nationals have gone back-to-back. Wilmer Defoe, the third home run of the game for Washington. It's 5-0 Nationals. 3-2 pitch. Harper drives one deep left center field, going back. Brinson, this has a chance, and it is gone. Three straight homers for the Washington Nationals. It's 6-0 Washington. Michael Blazek has been a starter down in the minor leagues. As the pitch to Zimmerman, swung on and driven. That's out to left center. Moving back, Perez, that one's gone. Four straight home runs for the Washington Nationals. Just over the fence and into the Brewers' bullpen. 21st home run of the year for Zimmerman. It's 7-0. 0-1 pitch to Rendon. That's hit in the air, deep into left, back Perez, and that one's gone. Over the Brewers' bullpen, it's 8-0 Nationals on Rendon's 21st home run of the season. That's the fifth home run of this inning for Washington.
The Nats win it 15-2. They hit eight homers, setting a franchise record, tying for the third most in Major League Baseball history. It's just the eighth time in baseball history a team has hit four straight homers. Max Scherzer, the beneficiary, he goes six innings of one-run ball. He struck out nine. The Brewers lose another series coming out of the All-Star break. Manager Craig Counsell talked about the team's struggles.
I thought he pitched the first time through the lineup. I thought he did a nice job. He obviously made a mistake to Harper in the first inning, but there was a bunch of swings and misses the first time around, and just seemingly with the walk to Scherzer to lead off the third, it just kind of unraveled for him. So, I wasn't expecting that certainly. They just kind of got on it then from there on out.
And we talked about, the gauntlet of that middle of the order last night, and then it was kind of the same case here today.
Yeah, we didn't have any answers after that. So it's a game that you just turn the page on. It didn't go well from, pretty early on, and we turn the page and get a change of venue, which is welcome on a flight home. So we'll get back on it tomorrow.
Craig, when you came into this series, you talked about the struggles of the team since the break, but you go home and you've lost first place at this point, but you have a chance to get it back with a big series coming up.
Yeah, we're looking forward to the series. It's on to the next challenge, and it's a big series for us, certainly. And we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a good atmosphere at home. It's always crazy when the Cubs come to town, being so close. So we're looking forward to it. Like I said, it's a day to turn the page, and it's good to be going home.
How do you get the ship righted when things aren't going really well lately?
Oh, we got to play better. That's the best way to get the ship righted. We got to get a bunch of guys playing well. That's how you win baseball games.
Did it make it any worse that this was the way the trip ended? The trip was so bad in general that it ends with just a complete clunker.
It's a loss. We ended on a good note. We're on through a scoreless inning.
Was that inevitable that, the way it went early, that you were going to have to use a position player?
Yeah, I think from pretty early on that, Willie was kind of unable to get us into the fifth inning, we were going to have to use a position player.
Willie pitched good for you that first time back, and then today kind of back to what he was early in the year. What do you make of that?
It was a struggle today. It was a struggle. I don't have any answers, really. It was... We gotta have better than that.
You think you'll have to make a move tomorrow?
We'll talk it over on the way home. I'm not sure. We'll talk it over, yeah.
Tough go for Blazek. In his first career start, he goes 2 1/3 innings, 8 runs on 7 hits, and he gives up 6 homers. He spoke about a tough day at the office.
I think it was a little bit of both. I think he just kind of got a little fast on me there. feel like I made some decent pitches, but they're just locked in on everything. I mean, I threw all the different pitches I had, and they were just hitting it. So it was tough. Just kind of learned from it.
How tough is that? You know, it's a moment for you in your career to start and get back here and to have the disappointment of it.
That's not how I pictured it going. You know, like I said, just sleep on it. You know, it sucks. It's not the way I wanted it to go, obviously, but just get better from it.
Everybody knows what that lineup can do, but I mean, it just seemed to have a snowball effect after the walk to Scherzer, just kind of.
Yeah, that frustrated me a little bit. You know, that was the last thing I really wanted to do up there, is lead off the inning with the walk, especially to the pitcher. And I think, you know, like you said, it just kind of just kept building and building and snowballing after that. And next thing you know, it's a crooked number.
Like, we got the Cubs coming in now, and this, you know, road trip didn't go well. How does this team regroup?
Going home. You know, I think the biggest thing is just, you know, flight, land in Milwaukee, get about this road trip. I think that's the only thing we can do.
Up next, the Brewers head home to host the Cubs on Friday. Brent Suter gets the start against Jose Quintana.